Good morning, everyone. I know it's been a while since I have been on. I apologize. So much was going on, and I am still getting over a cough that I've had for the last couple of months, which is one of the reasons why I have not come back to do a podcast, because it's very annoying to try to talk when you have a cough like this. It's typical of me. I don't believe that it is the white lung China virus, so it's typical for me because I spent my life as a singer, so my throat and a cough is usually a pretty common thing for me at the end of a cold. So please bear with me, and I will try to edit out any coughs that come through. So it is today, February 3rd, 2024, and I will be the first to admit it. I did not think we were going to see 2024, but there's one thing that I do know. The rapture is going to happen right before we can no longer be here. So if we, the church, can still be here, we will still be here because we have a job to do and we have faith to hold. And it's important because once the church is removed, the people who are still here are just not going to know what hit them. Evil is going to take over like nobody's business. So we are one day closer, and I do firmly believe that we are not going to see through the end of this year. You know, no one can set a date, and I'm not trying to set a date. I'm just going by what I'm seeing in the world and looking at the signs that we were told to look at. And I know this big eclipse is coming on April 8th over America, which the path of it creates an X over America, which is never a good sign. And it also creates the alpha letter from the Hebrew alphabet, which is interesting. So, you know, I find it fascinating because, as I've said before, in order for the globalists to usher in this new world order, they have to destroy the old one. You can't have two orders at the same time. And the biggest symbol and force behind the current world order is the United States of America. It has to be destroyed in order for a one world government to be ushered in. And there's lots of different ways that that could happen. I know there are many people who just think that's ridiculous. America could never fall. It's too big. It's too strong. We have too many armed citizens. We'll never go for it. Well, here's what I would say to that. If the globalists were stupid enough to think that they could just do a press conference tomorrow and announce that this is now the way it's going to be, then those people are correct. People in my country would never stand for it, and there would be an outbreak of a huge civil war. However, in my opinion, these globalists and Satan are not stupid. They know that. And I think one of the things that's happening now in this country, you know, for a long time, factions of our government have been trying to disarm the citizens. And thank the Lord for our founding fathers that it was written into our Constitution that we have the right to bear arms, because they knew that this was the only way to keep a tyrannistic government from taking over. And every time factions of our government have tried to do that, it has failed, because Americans know that our right to bear arms is not about deer hunting. It's about protection against a tyrannistic government. And the globalists know that, and the factions that have tried to take away our guns know that. So, what are their next options? Well, I'm looking at what's been happening over the last 4 years, even before that, but especially in the last 4 years, with the open border. Now, guys, it's not just an open border. The federal government has gone into Texas and torn down fences. They have locked open gates. I mean, literally fused iron to keep the gates open. They have been actively bringing people into our country, not just assisting them over the border. I'm watching military guys who are using spyglass and watching all of the C-17s and the big planes that are flying illegal immigrants directly inside our country from places like Gaza and Iran and Afghanistan. They are actively bringing these people into our country. And a lot of these people have said, we've got well over 8 million illegal immigrants. And there is plenty of footage suggesting that the majority of these illegal immigrants are fighting age men. A lot of them are Chinese, and a lot of them are Middle Eastern. There is very little footage of families coming over, of people who are here because they want to work. These people are being funded. They're being put up in hotels. They're getting 3 meals a day. They're being given phones. You have to ask yourself why. Here's what I think is going on. I truly believe it's an invasion because they've always said, you'll never be able to destroy America from the outside. If you're going to take America down, it has to be from the inside. So here's what I think is happening. I think all of these illegal fighting age men are being brought into the country so that when something kicks off that sparks or could spark a civil war, that invading army is going to fight against the American citizens, and in so doing, get all of the American citizens who have ammunition and who have guns to waste all of their ammunition on this invading force that they have brought into our country. They don't care if they get killed or not. What they care about is using them to disarm this population by running us out of our ammunition. And then, I believe, the governments will step in and take over. It's not a long shot. What happens in the tribulation is global tyranny. Well, global also means this country or whatever of this country is left. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons why this open border invasion of our country has not only been allowed but been facilitated. That's a huge difference. They're not just letting these people in. They are bringing them in. They are helping them in. They are paying for them to come in. There have been several of them who have been filmed admitting that they've been paid to come and told to just take the phone and wait for instructions. There was the video of the known terrorist who, when the reporter said, "Who are you?" and he looked at the camera very egotistically and ominously and said, "Very soon you will know who I am." It's real, guys. This is happening. And my other gut feeling about what is or isn't going to happen soon, I do not believe there's going to be an election. I think one of two things is going to happen. Either it's going to be rigged so badly that nothing is going to change, or there's not going to be an election. I think something major is going to happen to help facilitate not having one. Because honestly, the globalists and these evil Satanists, they have put way too much money, way too much time, way too much effort, and it's way too biblical at this point for it to stop. You know, I would love it if Trump could come in and correct a lot of this crap that's been happening. I don't see it. I don't see it. So I guess what I'm trying to say with this podcast is, first of all, what I always say, please get right with Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, please place your faith in Jesus Christ. You do not want to be here when this stuff kicks off. The tribulation is going to be horrendous. The evil that's going to happen on this planet, there are no words for it. And the only way to be protected from that is to not be here. Because if you are here during the tribulation, the age of grace is closed at that point. It is no longer a free gift. The only way to be saved at that point is to place your faith in Jesus Christ and not take the mark. And that means it will cost you your life. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but the evil is real, and all you got to do is open your eyes and take a look, and you will see what's happening. All of the wars that are happening right now in the Middle East, everything that's happening with Israel, it is all lining up scripturally. I strongly suggest you open your Bibles and start reading, because it's right there. It is unfolding before our eyes. There is a reason you're here at this time, and you can take advantage of that to understand what's happening and place your faith in Jesus and be raptured out, or God help the people who are still going to be here for that. The last thing that I wanted to say is, I know I've mentioned this before, but I wanted to mention it again because I was listening to somebody talking about it yesterday. There is a documentary called Before the Wrath. I watched it several months ago. In fact, I think I watched it last year. And it was so powerful and so educational. And it was just an amazing explanation onto why the rapture is important, why the rapture is going to happen, and the symbolisms between the rapture and a Galilean wedding. And all of that ties very strongly in with all of the things that Jesus was saying. It's proof, again, of not only that the rapture is going to happen, but why it's important and who's going in the rapture. We are instructed to be watching, to be looking, to be waiting. When we see these signs begin to happen, look up. We are supposed to be looking for it. And I always tie that in with the parable of the 10 virgins. And the whole principle of the parable of the 10 virgins is, 5 of them had their lamp filled and 5 of them didn't. And I kept asking Jesus, what exactly does that mean? Keep your lamp filled. Because I know people just say, well, it just means have the Holy Spirit in you. But something else was nagging at me about it. I feel like there was something more to that that I was missing. And I remember when I was asking for guidance about that, I just randomly opened my Bible to the verse where Jesus says the words, "Your eyes are the lamp of your body." and it just hit me like a bomb. Your eyes are the lamp of your body. So to keep your lamp filled, it's what you're looking at. It's what you are filling yourself with. If you are, in my opinion, this is just what I am taking from the guidance I asked for from Yeshua and from Scripture, but it seems pretty clear to me that we were instructed to watch, and there's a reason. It wasn't just said once. It was instructed several times. We are supposed to watch. There's got to be a reason for that beyond just comfort. And I put that together with your eyes are the lamp of your body. That says to me, what you are looking at is what you fill yourself with. If you are looking for the rapture, your eyes are on Jesus. You are filling yourself with Jesus. If you are not looking for the rapture and you are looking towards the tribulation, you're filling yourself with the Antichrist. You're looking down here at the Antichrist, at tyranny, at evil. That has to be what you're filling yourself with if that's what you're focusing on. So listen, I don't know if I'm right, but that says to me, to go in the rapture, you got to be watching for it. And I could be wrong. I do not know, but my gut says, at least for me, I got to keep my eyes up because I want to be part of that. I belong to Jesus, and that's where I'm looking. That's what I'm filling myself with. So that would be the advice that I would give you. If you belong to Jesus, if you are saved, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, you're not going to be here for the tribulation. So why are you looking at it? Keep your eyes up. It's the best thing you can do. Keep your eyes up. Keep your eyes in the scripture. Stay positive. I'm going to try to get back in here as much as I can. I have a lot going on. I have two new puppies that I have added to my clan of German Shepherds, so it takes a little bit more energy to take care of them along with the big dogs. So anyway, I'm just back to say I still know that the rapture's coming. I still believe it could be coming any day, and I really do believe that this black swan event that people in our government have been suggesting is going to happen is on its way. So please, everybody, be careful because something is coming. And I'm not sure if something is coming before the rapture. I know the rapture is coming, but I have this feeling that something negative is going to hit before that happens. So keep your eyes on Jesus. It's the best protection that you have. If you believe that he died on the cross for your sins, you believe in the power of that blood to cover all of your sins, you are washed white as snow, you belong to him. If you believe all of that, and you confess with your mouth and with your heart and with your soul that you need Jesus, that you are a sinner, that you do believe that he paid that price, then you can just breathe easy and just wait for him. All right, I love you guys. Stay safe and keep your eyes up because Jesus is coming.